From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson has asked the Department of Justice and not Florida law enforcement officials to look into what happened at the Dozier School for Boys. In 2009, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement concluded there was no criminal wrongdoing at the now-closed Mariana Reform School, despite decades of allegations of abuse of students by school officials. Nelson says that the DOJ is uniquely positioned to provide an outside independent review of Dozier and what USF researchers discovered in an unmarked graveyard there.
Find out why the state of Florida said there were only 31 graves when in fact there were 51 that have now been uncovered by the University of South Florida.
Last week, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam asked the FDLE to look at USF's recent findings to determine if a new investigation is necessary. Yesterday, President Obama was at Florida International University to discuss immigration. Despite sympathizing with the difficulties that some immigrants faced in their home countries, Aliza Russell says the government needs to have a firmer stance on the immigration.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, like some of the situations that people are in. But on that note, we can't just open the gates and let everyone come in, because that's not real.
Meanwhile, Rachel Shuffler, who was also at the event, says that the United States should embrace more immigration and points to undocumented students currently going to school.
And I was telling her earlier that just as China is a huge country, we're a huge country that can handle a lot of people. The education system handles already undocumented students, and we're doing fine.
The president's visit was televised on Telemundo and MSNBC. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.